Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 10th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. The Wall Street Journal reports that Binance will walk away from an initial offer to acquire its competitor FTX following a review of the company's structure and books. In a statement, Binance said, "Our hope was to be able to support FTX's customers to provide liquidity, but the issues are beyond our control or ability to help." To update a story from Wednesday's Daily Tech Headlines, the previously announced gray check official verifications for Twitter have been canceled. Twitter CEO Elon Musk tweeted, "I killed it when people noticed the gray checks appeared, then disappeared within a few hours." In another tweet, Musk wrote, "Please note that Twitter will do lots of dumb things in the coming months. We will keep what works and change what doesn't." And Bloomberg also reports Twitter CEO Elon Musk has banned working from home effective immediately, and remote work would only be permitted if personally approved by him. This is the first email to staff since the announced layoffs, and employees are expected to be in the office a minimum of 40 hours per week. This is in stark contrast to Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey, who announced staff could work from home forever during the early months of the pandemic in May 2020. GitHub announced expansions to Copilot, the AI service which can help programmers writing code, offering suggestions that can be added, rejected, or edited. Copilot launched earlier this year and costs $10 per user per month or $100 per user for the year. GitHub is now launching Copilot for Business, which allows teams of programmers to use the service. The company also introduced Hey GitHub, which adds voice controls for Copilot. An amendment to Waymo's existing deployment permit was approved by the California Department of Motor Vehicles on Wednesday, including driverless as well as regular driver operations. Waymo will now be able to charge for usage of autonomous vehicles without anyone in the driver's seat for grocery and food delivery. Waymo still needs a driverless deployment permit from the California Public Utilities Commission in order to begin charging for rider-only autonomous vehicle trips. Waymo can apply for that permit once the company's driverless cars operate on public roads for a minimum of 30 days. Google announced its mobile VPN service is available on the desktop. Google One subscribers on premium plans, those on the 2TB or higher level, can download VPN apps for Windows and macOS in 22 countries. Just like on iOS and Android, you can only use the service in one of the supported countries. You cannot use Google's VPN to avoid geo-restrictions on live sports or other streaming video. On Wednesday, YouTube announced it hit over 80 million YouTube Music and YouTube Premium subscribers globally, though this includes those on free trials. In September 2021, YouTube reported 50 million Music and Premium subscribers. YouTube Music costs $9.99 per month for users to download and listen to music without ads, and YouTube Premium costs $11.99 per month, and subscribers can watch and download ad-free YouTube videos, as well as get the benefits of YouTube Music. Bloomberg reports Apple placed time restrictions on AirDrop in China following widespread use of the feature in protest to share images opposing the Chinese government. The Everyone option in AirDrop, a wireless file-sharing feature, is limited to 10 minutes, and after the limit, the sharing will switch back to contacts only. The iOS 16.1.1 release notes do not mention the new limitation, and 9to5 Mac readers notice the restriction currently seems limited to phones purchased in China. Apple confirmed to Bloomberg the new setting will be made available globally in the coming year. The ability to add State ID to Apple Wallets was first announced in 2021, delayed until 2022, and only some of the U.S. states that initially signed on have implemented it. Arizona and Maryland were the first two to launch, and Colorado just joined the program. A Colorado driver's license or State ID can now be added to the wallet app on an iPhone or Apple Watch and can also be used at select TSA checkpoints at some airports. Back in September, Google announced the Stadia streaming service would be shutting down, and now the refund process has begun for affected users. The refunds will be handled by an automated system and includes purchases like hardware, games, and DLC. Most refunds are expected to be complete by the server shutdown date of January 18, 2023. Microsoft said iCloud Photos integration is rolling out for the Photos app in Windows 11 and will be available to all users by the end of November. In Windows 11, users will have to update the Photos app and install the iCloud for Windows app from the Microsoft Store. Once signed in, photos or libraries can be selected to automatically sync with the Photos app. And if you're stoked for the World Cup and get around using Waze, you're in luck since the company added the ability to get directions in the style of a match commentator. Waze users in Brazil can even access Drive with Luva de Pedreiro option, a sports influencer with over 20 million followers. The option the rest of the world gets involves more basic football commentary like take the first exit, then it's onward to glory, as well as Hazard reported ahead, getting through that defense could prove tricky. Waze also added football car icons, and moods can be set to any of the 32 competing countries. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.